with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along, as always, to our podcast of our show from today, which was the 10th of September, Wednesday morning. And we got right into it and we learned that the way I set my alarm is not good for me health.
Una, we need to talk about the sleep that we get and that we don't get in our lives, because are we getting enough sleep? Are we getting upright or anything like that?
I'm definitely not getting enough sleep.
So I think we spoke about this on our podcast on yesterday's show, which you can listen on the Go Loud app if you like. Not now though, wait till we're finished on the show at 10. And that I'm averaging 4 to 5 hours sleep a night.
Same. Well, about five and a half.
But you do something different and you're a champion at this. Mm. And I wish I could do this. You set one glorious alarm.
One alarm. That's it. Up and at 'em.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to show you my alarms. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This will shock you. Clock. So the first one. 4:31, 4:37, 4:57, 5:01, 5:11, 5:15, and 6:03, just in case I really lie in.
What are you doing,
and I'm
man?
An hour late for the show.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
that is absolute madness.
All right, Mum.
Oh my God.
Keep an eye to me.
How is Lisa coping with you and all the alarms going off? It's really selfish of you, you know that? You're interrupting your wife's sleep.
She's fast asleep.
And she doesn't wake up to your alarms.
So I have my alarm on the lowest level setting. So like I literally wake up to the beep, 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 beep.
Okay.
Sometimes she wakes up, but at least she's not awake all night, because I've taken the brave step, the move to get that CPAP machine, so I'm not snoring.
Does that
all night.
Not make noise though in itself?
It is completely silent. So anything that you read online about the noise that they make, they're silent. And that's the whole joy of it, that they are silent. This is what a CPAP sounds like. You ready?
Okay, and it just looks scary then.
That's fine.
Darth Vader mask.
Don't outplay something that's saving my life.
Yeah, okay.
But also, there's a nurse who has gone to TikTok. She's gone mad viral because she reckons that multiple alarms is really, really bad for your health.
If you're somebody who sets multiple alarms...
That's me.
I have bad news for you.
Oh no, not more bad news.
Waking to multiple alarms every morning really disrupts your REM cycle frequently. This actually causes sleep inertia.
What's sleep inertia?
The temporary feeling of grogginess, disorientation and impaired cognitive and motor function that occurs immediately after waking from sleep.
Oh, I thought that just came part package and parcel as being a radio presenter on a breakfast radio
I just
show.
Thought that was the that was but yeah. No, apparently some people can wake up and they're just like full of beans.
Yeah
Increased drowsiness.
Yeah.
Fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
Mood swings.
No, I'm not moody.
I don't know about that.
You're moody.
I'm not moody.
See,
how
what
dare
I mean?
You? I'm yeah. not moody.
See, you just
I'm a joy.
Me.
I didn't snap. Go on, multiple alarms. What else does she have to say?
And it also raises your cortisol levels.
Oh,
what's cortisol?
Stress. The stress hormone.
Right.
Every time your alarm goes off, you're in that fight or flight response. So waking up like that multiple times in the morning is very stressful. So when that alarm goes off in the morning, get up. Don't keep traumatizing yourself.
So there you go. Just as easy as that. Get up. When the alarm goes off, just get up.
It is. It is as easy as that.
Yeah.
Because you've gotten more sleep and you're actually... The alarm going off is torture. Isn't it torture? It's awful. It's like a physical pain. But you're experiencing it several times every day. Where if you just did it once, that's just... You're just committing one torture on yourself.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? If you look at it like that and you end up getting more sleep as well.
Well, maybe I'm into the torture.
Oh, very stressful.
What did she say? It is very stressful.
Very stressful.
It's like stressful. Kim Kardashian's explaining to me what it's like to have multiple alarms. What's it like, Kim?
Very stressful.
With Cooper and Una.
I love when everybody gets involved with the show, especially for our survey says and the bizarre guesses that come in. Check it out.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Blame the technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for putting my mic up.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I didn't want you involved in my mess.
It's too late. I'm involved.
It's messy enough as it is. Anyway, our survey says this morning, what are we trying to get people to figure out apart from can Cooper work the equipment?
Today, survey says 31% of people say they consider this a feasible exercise alternative.
Oh, so not like so not going to the gym or going
for
a run or walk.
Instead of doing traditional like exercise, like jogging or.
So is this when people turn around and say, "Oh, that's my workout done for the day."
Yeah, basically.
Okay,
yeah.
Right, okay. What are you saying, Una? Oh my god!
Yeah. That is an exercise.
That is.
Don't care what anyone
says.
So
many calories can be burned
in 3 minutes. It's unbelievable.
Oh,
what?
Think of how many you can burn if it's longer than 3 minutes. No, it's not that, but that is a guess, a good guess.
Is it being in a kind of like a contract review meeting because your heart rate goes up and like that will burn calories?
Yeah, just being stressed. Yeah. And
you don't burn calories when you're stressed. It actually raises your cortisol levels and you're probably going to put on weight.
When your heart rate goes up, you burn calories.
It depends. I'm pretty, pretty sure when you're stressed, you're not burning calories.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
It's not the answer anyway. I don't know.
Is it tidying the house, like hoovering and stuff?
That is exercise.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't do it because you've got your own little... You've got Aoife. He's got his little notiony robot that does all the hoovering and mopping.
It is not notiony.
Oh, my God. It's so notiony.
Robot. You catch up with the world, Una. You have a robot in your pocket. You have a robot in your car. Yeah, and
I don't have a robot that cleans up after me.
Yeah, well, maybe you should get one.
Sorry, I'm not in that tax bracket yet.
Try harder.
No,
are you sure? Because the amount of the pens that you do steal in the toilet roll and that you're not selling them to students, that you're not in that tax bracket.
No, it's not.
I love this job.
It's that kind of thing, though, Una. It's that kind of thing.
Okay. Let's get some WhatsApps. Do your best with this, all right? 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is to this?
Survey says 31% of people say they consider this a feasible exercise alternative.
Go clubbing.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can lose some weight.
Our survey says loads of guesses coming in, Donald. People saying, is it ironing?
Oh, yeah, ironing's a good workout. It's not the answer, though, no.
Una wouldn't know anything about that.
No, I don't iron.
She doesn't know.
And I'm proud
iron.
Of it.
Yeah. Right, what's the question? Very quickly, get your WhatsApp to 087-1102-107.
31% of people say they consider this a feasible exercise alternative. What is that?
What's the guesses? Our survey says this morning...
31% of people say they consider this a feasible exercise alternative. What is this?
Maeve in Sligo has a great guess, and I'd say Una would agree with this. It's changing the bed sheets.
Oh, yeah, if you're doing it on your own, that definitely makes sense.
The worst job in the history of jobs. I hate doing jobs, and that's the one job that I hate doing most of all.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. You feel good when you do it right in kind of three jumps of the sheet, and it's like, yeah, that's in, great.
No,
it's not the answer, though.
It's the only jumps you're getting in the sheet.
Hey!
How would you know?
It's a promo. All right.
Is it by any chance cutting the grass?
Cutting the grass? How are you getting exercise cutting the grass?
Ah, yeah, pushing the lawnmower
around.
Well,
he's got a robot to do that as well, do you see?
I don't. I did see one at the
you
the
want one.
You're
show,
in the
yeah.
market for one, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if we go down and plow one, I'll come home with one. Be down there, give us that. Yeah.
No, it's not the answer, no.
Give
but
us
a again,
for nothing, I'll say your name on the radio. All right, no, it's not that.
No.
Hi, guys. Is Sally today doing the shopping? Sinead in Knockbicker.
Sinead, come on now.
That is the closest to the right answer, basically, yeah.
Una's always exhausted after doing her shopping. Her thumb's exhausted from scrolling and clicking.
Hey!
Add to basket.
I do a weekly shop every week, and it's like a physical workout.
Yeah. That is...
No, packing in those German shopping centres, you know, the one...
Yes.
When you're at the little packing bay is the size of a thumb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like...
You're sweating after it.
Yeah.
I was like, can you slow down? I always ask them to slow down. They get all panicky. It's like, we can't slow down.
Steam room and salt.
Steam room.
Oh, that is supposedly you do lose weight doing it, but it's not the answer.
We need the answer.
The closest was the last one. It's physically carrying all your groceries from the supermarket in one go. You've got to do it all in one go to the car and putting it all in.
That is an exercise.
Yeah, and if you've got a basket round the shop, it's not the trolley. Yeah. That's doing
and
as well.
Especially got stairs to go up, you know, get up the steps. You know? Oh my God, your glutes would be absolutely rock solid. All right, listen, that was fun. That was our survey says. Another one tomorrow morning.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Is rhyming a particular skill? Like, do you know somebody who just can't rhyme? Maybe they're not suited to the game Rhyme It. And you're thinking, I'm suited to this game Rhyme It, because you can get more than 7 this week. You get the actual mystery bag, which has all the goodies in it. Here's how to play.
Rhyme it just a little bit.
No, all of it. Alan's in Monaghan. Good morning.
Hi, Alan.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Thanks very much. You're a healthcare worker. You were also out treating yourself at the weekend. Did you have some nice food?
It actually was lovely. I had a 6-ounce steak, but they did charge us £4 for a jug of juice, which I was like, what the hell?
Wow.
What?
Juice?
Yeah, like my waddy. We got my waddy, and then I looked at the bill. I was like, that's £4 for that. What in the world is that? What about
it? Well, in fairness, no, I was going to say juice doesn't grow on trees, but clearly it does. But they still, water, don't charge for that. But juice, you got to charge a little bit for juice.
No, my waddy is free everywhere you go.
Not
in the place, not at the establishment where you got your, what is it, 6-ounce steak? Or was the steak good at least?
Yeah, the steak was actually lovely. The pepper sauce was unreal as well.
Oh yeah, unreal. Have to have pepper sauce with steak.
No, garlic butter.
Nah. Some people have that. What's that vinegar? Balsamic vinegar.
Vinegar, yeah.
So disgusting. That's like nice. Awful.
Or there's a lovely kind of steak mustard you can get for your steak. It's really
steak mustard.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah.
Oh no. I'm a purist.
I can't find it anywhere. I used to get it in Super Value. It was called Lakelands steak mustard or something. Can't remember what it's called. Can't find it anywhere. So if anybody knows, you're also into mountain biking, I believe.
I am indeed, yeah. I'll probably be going this Saturday because the group chat's been annoying me the last 2 days saying I need to get back on the bike.
Where do you usually go?
Ravensdale I'd usually go, or Wexford, I think it's called The Gap.
In Wicklow, The Gap. I am obsessed with The Gap. And do you know what? This would be my hobby if I could afford to do it. Because I can't afford to buy a bike.
I know.
Because, like, in order to do it, you need to have a bike worth at least £5,000.
Worth at least what?
£5,000.
Who has that kind of money?
I know.
Alan has that kind of money.
You can get some second-hand ones for, like, 2 or 3.
Yeah, but I want an electric one because I'm lazy. Don't want to cycle up the hill.
No,
it's not. You know what? I'm in a group. It's called Middle Age Men and Mountain Bikes, right? And what it is just a bunch of lads meet up every Sunday. But I've stopped going because it's just cost me too much money and I can't afford the bike.
Well, how are you going if you didn't have a bike?
I was renting one.
Come
here, Alan, do you know the rules for Rhyme It?
I do, yeah.
All right, okay. You have 30 seconds to get as many as you can. We're going to give you your word and you've to rhyme every answer with that word, all right?
Don't bother.
Okay, your word that you've to rhyme with is?
Bog.
B-O-G. You ready?
Bog, yeah.
Your 30 seconds start now.
When it's a very misty morning, there is heavy what? A web page where you go to read and interact with someone's content.
Bog.
Another word for shifting someone.
Snog.
Their legs are a French delicacy.
Bog.
Another name for a domestic pig.
A hog. Oh, no.
Then the name for measuring a duvet's insulation.
Pass.
When you go for a run, it can also be going for a what?
Bog.
You take this pet for
Okay. What did he say for the last one?
Yeah, jog.
You got jog in, yeah.
Okay, the line was quite bad there. All right, it looks like you got 6 there, is what I've heard. Yeah, 6. You pass on the name of measuring a duvet's insulation. It's a tough one, that.
It's a tog.
Tog. Yeah.
Tog. Thermal overall grade.
Oh, yeah, you should know that about your sleeping bags when you're going camping with the boys with the mountain biking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Who needs a duvet when there's plenty of bodies to snuggle up beside each other?
I love that.
All right, listen, Alan, thank you so much for coming on. You didn't beat the highest score, but thank you so much for coming on. You can try again another time. All right. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, there you go.
Happy biking.
Bye. That is Rhyme It. If you'd like to have a go, if you reckon you can beat that, 087-1102-107.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
We've got a great message in with a business idea for Una. This is bizarre.
I love the way our listeners get involved with the show and they pick up on things, especially things about you and your habits and your ways. that you do things, and one of those is that you are obsessed with stealing my pens.
It just annoys you so much.
But it's
fun to do. Yeah, it's fun.
Do you know what? It's gone beyond a joke. The fact that you actually invade my bag, you open up my bag and then you go through it. You go, oh, it's in here now. Oh, it's a lovely pen. You stole a pen that my sister gave me.
Is this it?
Yeah, that's where she works.
Ooh, cool.
And you stole it. And now I don't have that. It's the only thing she ever gave me.
Oh my God, take the pen back.
Philip is really getting involved and he's got a great idea for you.
Oh no, I was just thinking there. When the lads mentioned you stealing pens like a squirrel gathering nuts in the autumn.
That's exactly what she's like.
You could, if you wanted, you could make a killing out of this.
Go on.
What you could do with Wee Pen Mountain was now get your car or your SUV. Picture the scene. Yeah, line it with all these years worth of pens and colours and probably pens containing mercury or something. They're that old.
Yes, been stealing them for that long.
But you display them in your car, your SUV, and you drive it around the country. And you know the way you're famous for parking skyways.
They cannot park in a straight position. Okay, yeah.
Dublin City Council still aren't happy about that, by the way. You park it up for the night and you let people stay at it like an Airbnb, or you'll use it as a little museum that people come to see all the years worth of pens, and you make a killing out of it. And what you do with that then is you put it to a good cause. Maybe get a steer lift up Crow Patrick so you don't have to climb it.
Bazinga. Oh, I love that. I love the fact that making your car an actual tourist attraction, people will go and travel to see it, Una.
No, it's a danger zone, the car.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of it. Like, sleep here at your own risk. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I love that. Yeah, brilliant.
You wouldn't know what you'd step on or find it. Like, I really need to clean it out, actually. It's gone beyond a joke, even for me, even by my standards.
She once lost a puppy in there. Oh. She can't find it. It's in there somewhere. Stop. You can hear it yelping in the...
Oh, my God, stop.
It's like... Did you check under the passenger seat?
Well, it has enough food in there anyway.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Loads of
water.
Which
is a surprise to us all that you actually let food just lie around the place in Devon's gone.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go.
Una, you are possibly one of the... You're always in the best mood and in the best form when you're doing the thing that you love the most, and that is winding people up and doing prank calls with complete strangers.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it, because it is possibly one of the most difficult things to do, to, you know, have the kahunas come up with that character and then just go hell for leather and wind that person up till they break, till you
I'm
break.
I'm reliving my childhood. Yeah. I used to love doing prank calls when I was a kid, and it was my ambition to do them as an adult. And hey,
you phone on the neighbours up, tell them that they've done things, and you come.
Yeah, what's that one about the fridge? Is your electricity running, or is your fridge running? You better go catch it then. So stupid. Yeah.
Could somebody book a theatre? We need to get her on stand-up. All right, okay. No. I really do admire your audacity, your braveness. And we are looking for you to nominate people who you want Una to wind up, because she is mad. She's hungry. She's got a hunger for this. And even if you're thinking, I don't know what they're going to wind up, we will help you come up with a story to wind this person up. Maybe it's somebody who's getting married or starting a new job, or they just passed a test. Una could ring them up and say, sorry, that test was done and void. You have to sit it again. I don't know. Whatever you want to do, get in contact with us, because by nominating somebody, you could win an iRadio goodie bag, and also we give the person that gets the prank call for Wind Up Wednesdays a goodie bag as well. 087-110-2107. Here are some of your highlights so far.
You're okay with our masseuse Gunther standing on your back?
Not really. I don't know how big Gunther is. With a name like Gunther, it sounds like he's going to be a big man.
Gunther is a big man. I will say he has had great results. What he can do in the bedroom, Nicola, my, would highly recommend.
So we've also heard reports that you've been sweeping birds' nests away from your windows and doors. I don't know what you're laughing at.
Five cals of stamps. There's me licking those stamps like a lollipop, Tom. hundreds of them. No wonder I'm up £7.
There's no calories in the stamp.
Is that right, says the fella who's selling them.
You're some creepy f***ing lunatic ringing my phone, because I do not believe for a second this is a courier company.
Then you'll never tell you you're very cranky. I'm going to go to my union about you.
Listen,
give me
the
signature.
I'm
going to my union.
Not call this number again. But look.
And you persisted on calling them, right. Send us a WhatsApp, 087-110-2107. Join our little group chat there, and we can get you to get a friend pranked by Una. My friend sitting across me, she's hungry to do it, all right?
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
After 9 a.m. every morning, the world of Una O'Carroll gets spilled out on air when we do truth or trash. We give out facts, whether they're truth or trash, and then Una goes on some sort of mad rampage to whatever is spewing out of her brain, and I'm here for it. Check it out.
Truth or trash. Una has a fact in her head. She dishes out and then we go to bed, cause we're exhausted from her made-up stuff. Let's go to the man who's quite Bob. It's Donald. Coming from the gym, doing the squats. Oh, look at him. Then we go to Cooper.
Will you stop wasting time with that nonsense?
They're getting better up. To be fair, his rhyming was good there.
Literally off the top of my head.
Wasn't. He voted at home.
Bonus points for me, Donald.
Yeah, my fact. In Taiwan, cars drive on the right or left depending on the day of the week.
What? That's like,
depending on what day of the week it is, you drive
like
on the right or left.
Una in a car park.
Yeah, that's not day of the week.
I didn't see the arrows. Well, the cars are facing this way. They are now.
I don't think that could be true. That seems quite dangerous.
Taiwan.
So, what if you forgot? Like, what if it was...
No, there's set days that are the same every week.
Yeah, but as Una says, what if you forget?
Yeah.
You'll probably bump your car.
Is there a thing in London where it goes by colour? You can only drive a black car on a certain day and a silver car.
No, there's not.
That's not a thing, no.
Oh,
no.
That's my fact. do you know what? I'm going to say true. Lock it in.
Locked in. It's trash. No, I made that up. True. But there you go.
Dangerous.
It would be now if you forget which way it is on the Tuesday, yeah.
On the left side, Una. That's where you drive in this country. On the left side. Hey, is everyone a fan of jazz?
Yeah, I like a bit of jazz, yeah.
A bit of jazz? Well, when jazz musicians improvise, like a little bit of jazz fusion, their brains literally flip the switch from responsible adult mode to cosmic spaghetti monster of pure chaos. And the parts of the brain that usually say, hey, maybe don't do that, just shut down completely. Do whatever, man. Reality's just optional. Circuits start throwing a 24-7 jam session. So basically, it's like their neurons are wearing sunglasses indoors and refusing to pay rent. So jazz musicians' brains switch off when they play.
Well, jazz can be fairly chaotic.
You heard it.
Yeah. But there's still rules you've got to stick to.
There's literally no rules in jazz fusion.
No.
I've left
unpredictable.
In an entire building when I heard it.
You still have to be in certain keys and tempos and things. There is rules you stick by. So I'm going to say that's trash.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's trash. Oh. Also.
Lock it in.
Locked in.
That is true.
Wow.
No. Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah. The brain switch off areas linked to self-censoring and inhibition and engage those associated with free expression. There you go.
So that's pretty cool.
Because there's aspects of that are true, I think.
Una would be a great jazz musician.
I would. I could play the triangle.
Yeah. And you can just blame everything on, hey man, that's jazz. Do you know what I mean? Una's on the way home, pulled over by the cops, and she's like, what's up, man? It's just jazz.
It's just jazz.
It's just jazz. And they're like, that's the problem, Una. And you're just like, yeah, man. How you doing? Hey, why is the fan upside down, bro? All
right. My turn.
Yeah.
Okay, so by now, you know the way our posters have gone up across the country in places.
Of you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah, you looking fabulous and me doing a
jump like an aegis.
Yeah.
Like I broke into a children's party and I took over the bounce house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they're big, massive yolks. They're class. Love them. But unfortunately, word has filtered through. One of them has been damaged.
Who's drawn a mustache on you?
Vandalism has taken place on one of them. The one that is in Nace. Okay. So someone has drawn three little circles beside your head, Cooper, and then like a cloud, right? And in the cloud, they've written 10 past 10 and they've drawn a little poo emoji, right? And then underneath it, they've written, I drink kimchi from my gravy boat.
She's off again.
Because I think they know the way that, like, you know, 10 past 10 is your time, your toilet break every day.
Yeah.
On the button. Mm. So,
and he's grouchy if he's late.
He's grouchy if he's late.
This has now become a section of the show where Una just takes stabs at you.
I have. Do you know what? I've worked in radio all my life since I was in school. Like, literally, I was in first year, I was on the radio. Okay. And throughout that, I was on radio. And I started professional radio literally when I finished school.
What's professional?
Where you get paid for it. Unlike a pirate where you're in your mom's back shed. All right. And it is only when I got to this stage in my life where it's like there's billboards of us all over the country.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't hear people talking to Ian Dempsey like that, do you? Say, what time Ian Dempsey goes for a poo?
No, or Pat Kenny.
Hey, what time does Pat Kenny go for a poo?
Ask him.
I will not ask him that. Last time I asked him that, he didn't talk to me for a week.
So listen, I've asked them to get some Tippex. And you
they're digital screens. Just get a wet wipe. Oh my God.
Just get a wet wipe.
I'm saying trash and I'm locking that in. I'm locking it in.
In Una's head, it's true, or it should be true, but I think it's trash.
Well, do you know what?
Who are we to know?
I think now, because I've said it, that someone is going to go and do it.
Oh
so
my
it's
God.
It's true. Yeah. 10 past 10 and a little poop emoji. Kimchi Steve, I drink kimchi from my gravy boat because he has a penchant for gravy boats. He asked someone to get him a gravy boat for his wedding. Can you imagine that? He actually asked.
You're all on this again. She's off.
Oh, God, it just brings me joy.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, he's cranky now because I've mentioned the 10 past 10 thing. He says crossed the line there.
Good morning. This is iRadio.
Hi, this is H.O. here.
Well, H.O., hasn't it been a day since we talked to you?
Just checking. Is everything okay?
No, it's not. He keeps slagging my driving skills and my parking skills.
That is a public service announcement. You telling the entire country to go and graffiti on a poster in Nace, which is a digital poster. It's a giant screen.
Yeah.
And you're encouraging people to draw pictures of rude bits on me.
Yeah.
And also telling them at what time I go for a poop every day. So what do you have to say about that, hey, Jor?
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm leaving.
I mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled. Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
So much fun on the show today. Even people got involved with trying to create movie trailers by sending WhatsApp voice notes, and we had fun with it too.
Una.
Yes.
There's something about people who listen to our show, which I love, and they get involved, and they are creative. They come up with things, and Philip is one of those people. He sent this message in.
That Dave's ad there was brilliant.
For Dave and Fionnuala, they were talking about the fundraiser in for the GA with the cow going around and where it's going to poop.
One cow. One pitch. One winning splash.
You're doing like a movie trailer, okay?
If there was dramatic music playing and there was a movie being made about Una stealing pens, right?
So Una's just stealing pens. They want to make a movie about it. Go on.
There was a woman
who
stole pens, and all the pens had these little lives. And when Una got them home, she slave drove them to write. And she was like, write, you little feckers. And they're all there writing until they all faint and die. I didn't take Ian, so you lie in the bottom of my handbag.
That is brilliant. All right, Philip, we've done it. We've given it the iRadio with Cooper and Una movie treatment. Take it away.
There was a woman
who stole pens. And all the pens had these little lives. And when Una got them home, she slaved all them to write. She was like, write, you little fuckers. And they were all there writing till they all failed and died. I didn't take Ian, so you lie at the bottom of my handbag.
Do you know what? That could be an absolute warped kind of horror film. It could be disturbing.
Yeah. It's your life. We're living everything.
I don't know. Did you hear when Phil did a message to us about a movie? And well, about Una's pens taking over, and his brain is going into overdrive, and he's getting really imaginative. That Una, that you should have a horror movie about your pens coming alive.
Yeah.
There was a woman who stole pens, and all the pens had these little lives. And when Una got them home, she slaved all them to write. She was like, write, you little fuckers. And they were all there writing till they all failed and died. I didn't take Ian, so you lie at the bottom of my handbag.
That is dramatic. I love it. It seems that everybody's getting on board with this one. We've just got another movie related voiceover from our listeners on 087-1102-107. This came in from Con. All right, I just want to finish something here in it because I need to make it sound as good as Phil's there. Okay, all right, okay, we got this. All right, you ready for us?
Yeah.
Come here. Feel free if you want to comment on our lives and the stuff that we do on the show. We turn it into a movie trailer.
From the director of Breaking Down comes a new horror movie, Cooper's Pooper. Watch what happens when a man's regular routine after 10 a.m. is disrupted by a co-worker using his computer. Rated 18 plus, not for the faint-hearted.
I missed a trick on that one. You mean not for the faint-farted.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
And there you go. There's our podcast of our show. It is so much fun that we do it every day, 6 till 10 a.m. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Like, share, follow. You know what to do. And we'll see you tomorrow.